Next time, we're going to see power as 3,000 people are brought in from darkness into light. What a glorious day Pentecost was, and I hope that gives you some appreciation for the uniqueness of the event and what is still being continued today by His power.
Thank you for listening to Abounding Grace Radio with Pastor Chris Gordon. Call us toll-free at 888-504-8805. That's 888-504-8805. Contact us through the web at agradio.org. That's agradio.org. We're on Facebook. Look for Abounding Grace Radio Ministry. Listen daily on this station and subscribe in iTunes or use our free Android app. We trust this program has encouraged you to trust in Christ for your standing with God and to live in His
Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, is sponsored by Abounding Grace Radio. If you missed anything that Pastor Chris Gordon said, well, stay tuned after the David Spoon Experience at 4 p.m. because we have a repeat broadcast of the message you just heard. That's with Noah Dingley and Noah's Ark. But till then, we wrap up our San Diego midday. So that's me, Cameron John, saying so long. God bless. Have a great rest of your afternoon and evening. I'll see you tomorrow at 9:30 when we kick off with In Touch and Dr. Charles Stanley. Coming up, the David Spoon Experience and your local, national, and heavenly talk on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here's the Word on Wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to this edition of The Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, live and local. As a culture, Americans are underprepared for retirement. If you choose to make financial sacrifices in order to assist your adult children, typically that doesn't make a lot of sense. It's a bad decision in most cases. I'm talking about the adult kids here, the 24-year-old that was still glomming onto you for money each and every month. If you have that question and want to talk more about that, feel free to call. Come on in for your free retirement planning consultation. All you got to do is get on my calendar, call our office, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. You can also go to my website, one big word, theretirementprofessor.com. That is theretirementprofessor.com. I am the Retirement Professor, Marty Schneider. Thanks for listening. I'll be back right here, friends, on these very same Salem Network stations.
This is AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Never second. Boy, that's not good for people that play baseball and like second base. Never second. Also, we're going to look at this concept. Have patience? I'm not a doctor. How am I supposed to have patience? Also, Brian Slater, CEO of Abundant Bread of Salvation, the ministry, along with Nachum. Oh, you're going to love this. They're going to join us live to review the Adopt a Holocaust Survivor Program.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. You know, you guys, you really had a disadvantage not growing up in a Jewish home the way I did. Because you get to understand that your mom can look at you and say, oy vey, you are so wonderful. Or, oy vey, are you in trouble? It wouldn't matter. It just depended on what was going on. Anyhow, we're asking you, what do you think? Hey, give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been an emotional bipartisan homecoming for a member of Congress.
The chair wishes to mark the return to the chamber of our dear friend and colleague from Louisiana, Mr. Steve Scalise.
Scalise returning to the House chamber 15 weeks after being critically wounded by a gunman who opened fire on a congressional baseball practice.
You have no idea how great this feels to be back here.
Scalise thanking his wife, doctors, police, colleagues, and God.
The first thing I did once I was down and I couldn't move anymore is I just started to pray. And I will tell you, it gave me an unbelievable sense of calm, knowing that at that point it was in God's hands.
Scalise continues to undergo outpatient rehab.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 40 points, the NASDAQ unchanged, the S&P advanced 3, oil down to $51.56 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Many couples over time kiss less and less passionately and less frequently because this is how it goes. And when I tell this to the MOPS groups, the mothers groups, they all know it and laugh.
Looking to add some spark in your marriage? On Focus on the Family Minute, Joyce Penner explains how it starts with just a little kiss.
He comes up to her and he wants to give her a kiss. And in her mind, she says, let's say, do I want to have sex tonight? I'm not sure. So then she turns the cheek. And if you make a deal that this is a passionate kiss, I'm not leading you on. This doesn't have anything to do with whether we want to have sex tonight. I just really want to get into this kiss. Then they keep kissing. And when we keep kissing, it keeps a little spark going in the brain, even after 54 years. You still can get a little spark.
A simple kiss can strengthen that bond between you and your spouse. And you can hear more at familyminute.org.
We are created in the image of God, but in what way are we made in His image? This is Jim Garlow. For starters, God creates, and He has given us creativity in our daily work. And as we create, we become partners with God. Maybe it's a product, or conveying information, or meeting a need, all function in an occupation that gives opportunity for a vocation, which means whatever you do, to all to the glory of God. That's the definition of vocation. Quaker philosopher Elton Trueblood said, secular work, well done, is holy enterprise. I agree. But when we fail to live out the purpose for which we were created, we get frustrated. Show me a person who does his or her job only for money, and they will be profoundly unfulfilled. Why? Because they have missed the reason for their occupation. That is to live out their vocation. That is doing all for the glory of God. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Just to you.
for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here. Right here. Here in San Diego. Here. Here in San Diego, California. I just want to put this notice out to everybody. If you feel like you don't want to be well and you'd like to get sick, then we would encourage you to come on down to KPRZ, the studio, the station, hang out with us for a little while, and then you can catch what everybody else has had for the last week and a half or two. Who started this mess, by the way?
I'm going to say it was Craig.
You're going to go with Craig started this whole thing, and then it went from him to Ron?
He was feeling limpy, and then 2 days later it was me.
Okay. Oh, and then 2 days later it was you, and then I got it, and everybody else got it. No,
Brittany,
we know
got it.
It actually came from sin, but the real problem there is that it keeps spreading amongst us, and you'd think all the holy people that work here, it wouldn't. Oh, wait, I guess that doesn't apply. All right, so
let's try.
Yeah, I did try. This segment brought to you by our great friend, Sam Rasool. Sam is it's so much fun to talk to him because he will just tell you, this is what I think, this is what I get, this is what I read, this is what I understand, this is the best I got. And I like a guy that will be straightforward like that. If you are looking to get involved in real estate in the sense that you want to purchase a house or you're looking to do investments in a home, Sam's not a great person, he's the great person to talk to. But again, I want to say something because this is important. If you're looking at downsizing and you think, you know what, I don't want to have a home anymore. I want the not just empty nester kind of mentality. Maybe you're just like, I don't want that responsibility at this time. I'd like to do something different. Get in touch with Sam. Just talk to him. See if it's the right fit, the right time, and see what he has to say about your situation. We encourage you to go to thinksam.com. Thinksam.com is number 858-7801-SAM. You know, I say that number so fast, don't I? Even if I go like this, 858-780-110. Give him a call. Or you can go 858-780-1-SAM. But I tell you to go to ThinkSam because it's easier. ThinkSam.com. Blah. How hard is that? ThinkSam. Got it. And if it's not for you, because most of the time it's not for you. Most of the time it's for the people around you. I was just talking to somebody this morning. They said, we're thinking about maybe selling our house. I said, you talked to Sam? The person looked at me and said, that's a great idea. I'm like, hello? So if it's not for you, if it's for somebody else, we say, send them to Sam. That's right. Send them to Sam. Yeehaw. Okay, here we go. Want to make sure we give a big shout out to our own Professor Y, who's going to be making a relocation in his future to the big state of Texas. We'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. He's going to be relocating to tonight. He's from Texas. And you know how you can know how Professor Y is from Texas? Because in the first 10 seconds of every conversation with every person he talks to, he tells you, if he hasn't met you, he's from Texas. You will absolutely know. He's also, by the way, a world champion barbecuer. He was a minor league baseball player. This guy has done so much, been involved with radio so long. I mean, if I'm that guy, I'd take a break 10 years earlier. He's done a pretty good job hanging in there, going through things, and putting up with people like me, and I can promise you that's not easy. Just ask Agent Squires. Then next, we're going to talk about E. coli termite, because that's what we need to discuss about what's bugging me, E. coli termite. That's the bugging me segment. Powerful termite and pest control, but as gentle as a butterfly. E. coli termite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Gets back up. Okay. Here's what's bugging me, and most of you will identify with this if you are 40 years or older. Okay? So this is a generational what's bugging me. Generational what's bugging me. Ding, ding, ding. Here's what's bugging me. So I had written an email about something that had to do with schooling and so on and so forth a few years back, and I remember writing bits and pieces. Here's what's bugging me. When I go into my email to try and find an old email, and then I put in what I think is the information, and then I come up with 9,000 other emails that have nothing to do with the email that I'm looking for. And then I look at my email box and I think, if this was a letter, I would go to a file and pick it out. But because it's email and there's 10 trillion more, I cannot find what I am looking for. Now, I know people are going to go, you know, there's a search button.
Yes, I know. That's how it starts off anyway.
It bugs me that it is so difficult to find the littlest thing like that. But then again, I wasn't born to know how to use technology. I was born a little earlier than that. For me, technology was a 13-inch color TV. That's what it was. Mine was brown, by the way. It's my bar mitzvah present. It's pretty good. All right, let's get into our DDD, devotional diamond of the day, never second. It's a movie out there. If you're not first, if you come in second, you're just the last one to lose. It's a pretty funny line, but that's really not what this is about. Numbers chapter 15, verses 17 through 20. The Lord gave Moses the following regulations for the people of Israel to observe in the land that he was going to give them. When any food produced there is eaten, some of it is to be set aside as a special contribution to the Lord. When you bake bread, the first loaf of the first bread made from the new grain is to be presented as a special contribution to the Lord. This is to be presented in the same way as the special contribution you make from the grain that you thresh. Here is the whole point of this text before you get lost. When you make, who doesn't love bread, right? When you make bread, I know some people don't like it as much as others. The first loaf of the first bread from the new grain is the Lord's. Now, when the scripture says that and everybody goes, ha, 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 God's not joking around when he tells you in regards to the children of Israel that the firstborn is his. God's not joking around. He tells you all these things. The things that you have and the things that you possess and the things that you utilize, fantastic. Some people say money is the root of all evil. That's because they don't know how to read the Bible. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. However, if you utilize money without connecting it to God, it's guilty no matter what direction you look at it, because everything you have by the grace of God received. Even if you've worked for it, God gave you your breath and continues to give you your breath. There is nothing you possess, nothing you own, people or possessions or anything else that you didn't receive because God granted you the opportunity to exist. And so when the Lord says, you know, hey, when you're doing this and you're doing this and you're doing, you know, don't forget. And what we do often, and people will sometimes admit it, there's nothing wrong, by the way, with throwing a 20 into the plate when the offering is going around. Unless you think that that 20 bucks that you're giving as your leftover money is some special gift to God, as though God needs that 20 bucks. And don't say, well, I'm actually giving it to the church. Well, fine, give it to the church, but don't give it like it's the leftovers that you're bringing to the kingdom of God, because God doesn't get seconds. God gets the first. God doesn't get what's left over in your life. God gave you your life. You give your life back to him first. It's if the Lord will, we will do this, and if the Lord will, we will do that, and if not, then not. But it's really important for us to get out of this, hey, this is what's left over. You know, there's nothing wrong with America being a generous nation, taking care of the people that we have here, and then we take some of our funds or some of our capabilities, some of our resources, give them to other nations and help people. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about when God on your priority list is check number 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, or 2, then you've made God second. And I don't think that the Lord, being the creator of the universe and the one who granted you life, appreciates being second. Not just financially, also with your heart. He's not second. It belongs to God first and foremost, always. Relationships, jobs, people, money, resources, everything. And to him we surrender and give the very best we have. Because we know he gave us his best, right? Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere. Breaking out.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You give them something to eat. That's what Jesus said to his disciples after they told him how to fix a problem. You see, there wasn't enough food to feed the thousands of people who had come to hear Jesus teach. So the disciples told Jesus to send everyone in to the nearby towns and get something to eat. By the way, have you ever told Jesus how to fix a problem? Anyway, Jesus said to his disciples, "You give them something to eat." Then he had them gather whatever food was in the crowd. The disciples came back with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. You probably know what happened next. Jesus miraculously fed everyone with those 5 loaves and 2 fishes. There's a chance that if you pray and tell Jesus how to fix a problem, he's going to make you part of the answer. There are reminders of that all through the Bible. Like in Paul's letter to the Galatians, he says, "Through love, serve one another." Learn more about prayer at this website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The 17th century French philosopher and mathematician Blaise Pascal made an observation that I think applies directly to one's relationship with God. He wrote, "We are usually convinced more easily by reasons we have found ourselves than by those which have occurred to others." In other words, we will learn about faith much more quickly by trusting God ourselves than by hearing about someone else who trusted God. God once told the Israelites when they doubted him about something, he said, "Try me now in this matter." He wanted them to put him to the test so they would have firsthand knowledge of his faithfulness. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's faithfulness for yourself on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you right off the bat. If you want to send an email, you send it to davidspoon@kprz.com. For those that don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Yeah, well, that's good. Good to keep things fluid. It's important for people to know. We got a couple of big things taking place. I do want to let you know. We have our pastor's appreciation lunch. Dr. Robert Jeffers is going to be coming in next week. I'll have the chance to pick him up. He's going to be sharing at our lunch. It's going to be Thursday, October 5th at City View Church. The food, by the way, is provided by French Gourmet. I think there's like 10 spots left, maybe 15. So, I mean, there's not too many. So if you are thinking, gosh, we love going to the appreciation lunch, we love participating, we love having you, we just have limited space. So there's no way that I can do much about that. It's kind of in its own little planet. So do the best that you can. That would be fantastic. Another thing I do want to mention just real quickly is don't forget Family Life Today is doing a marriage seminar. Don't forget Weekend to Remember. They've got the one that's taking place, the one in La Jolla, November 17th through 19th. There is not a relationship or a marriage that can't use a pat on the back and that a boy and keep it going and step in and step up kind of mentality. And that's all they're doing. And I love, we used to have a gentleman here named Brian Smith. He used to say one of the best lines I've heard a long time. He said, when the best athletes in the world come together to play their sport, they go to spring training. Now, what's bizarre about that is why would you think they'd go to spring training? Tune-up, man. Everybody needs the tune-up. Everybody needs to get everything back in sync and keep it going. Well, sometimes even the best marriage just needs some tuning up, a little bit of get the rust out kind of thing. So we encourage you to check that out, weekendtoremember.com. That is where you want to go for that. Last thing I want to say on this is simply don't forget the KPRZ app, which is a free app available at the App Store. It is, as I have said to Agent Squires, absolutely free. Doesn't matter whether it's, Android, doesn't matter if it's smartphone, dumb phone, Invisi phone, Apple phone, Pear phone, doesn't matter. It's all the same stuff. It all works out pretty simple. All right. Now, we've got some special guests. They're hanging out in the studio. I mentioned it before. We're not going to bring them into this segment yet. But Brian Slater's here, Abundant Bread of Salvation Ministries, which is ministry or ministries, just out of curiosity? Singular? Okay. And in Israel. And then Naham is with us. And then you're with us. And we're just going to kind of chill. And she's not talking, though, unless I pull something out of her. Love it. Sorry, we're going to talk about what the whole Adopt a Holocaust Survivor program is about. And I can tell you right now, it's about you extending the grace that God has put in your heart to give to other people and love on them and give them a chance not to just be alone, but also to be appreciated for the things that they've encountered. And there's nothing more important than recognizing how impacting a person who has gone through something like the Holocaust can be on people. You think that you're ministering to them? You got a thing coming. Okay, we'll get into that later. In the meantime, we want to get into our DDD. What's our DDD? It's about patience. As my least favorite topic. Why? I have none. What do you mean? Why? Because it's the same trial. Oh, here we go. Oh, I've done this. Oh, here we go again. Okay. And the reason that we seem to go through trials on patience, it has a lot to do with the fact that for some reason we learn it for a small period of time and then we lose it. And for some weird reason in our faith, how we operate in this is, God does something great in our lives. We think it's fantastic. And then as soon as something else comes up, it's, what have you done for me lately? And it's just transitions from a place of faith to a place of maybe disrespect even from time to time. So I want to read a passage out of Samuel that will give you a chance to see how much time it takes for God to make changes and why we should have a greater sense of patience. Ready? Watch how we bring this together. 1 Samuel 10:9 says that it happened when he turned to his back to leave Samuel, God changed his heart, and all those signs came about on that day. This is talking about Saul. Now, why is that important? Well, what we do is we ask God to work with us or teach us or guide us or help us. And then we put up a timetable without telling God, here's the timetable. We just don't say it because it's not very, faith-oriented thing to say, you've got this much time, okay? Much like Martha and Mary who said, well, if you'd have been here, okay? And in that time frame, we wait for God to do things, and he doesn't do things when we think he should or how we think he should. You understand that difference right there? The Lord can bring about change, a ton of change, in a moment. And this is what I want you to get. Listen to this. It only takes a moment for there to be a miracle. How long does a miracle take? A moment. Do you think, wait, no, the Lord has to have drums, and then we have to have, a chorus behind it. Da, 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 put some stars up there and a rainbow, and it's like, no. The Lord can make the change immediate. And that mindset of us of being impatient is us not trusting that his timing is good, his timing is perfect, and it's important to get it. It's not always a forever process to wait on the Lord, even if it feels like it's a forever process. Well, what am I talking there? Same thing we've said before. Go to Taco Bell, eat 24 tacos, 16 churros, and 15 Mountain Dews. Tell me how you feel. You don't feel the love of God? That doesn't mean the love of God's not real. You just don't feel the love of God. That's just kind of how feelings are. Sometimes they take over and the situation gets a little blurry. In that case, it would get a lot blurry. The point is this. It only takes a moment for there to be a miracle. So instead of being impatient, maybe we should move impatience to expectation. Maybe we should move from hurry up to can't wait to see it. So excited. No, you always come through. You always have. You always will. You always do. Maybe we can move lack of appreciation to complete appreciation. And just say, Lord, in your hands, and I can't wait to see your hand open up. How exciting would that be to walk that way versus waking up and having that kind of dreaded Eeyore kind of thing going on, you know? Oh, is me. It's my birthday. Come on. Right? I mean, you are alive, right? So you can, you know, you can move around. It's okay. You can laugh, too. You can actually enjoy In-N-Out Burgers if you can get through the line. I mean, that's what it takes for me. Get through the line. Here's what I want you to do. Work on patience. Are you going to do this in a perfect manner? No. Ask God to help you to work on it. Now, people say, well, never say, you know, Lord, teach me patience, because then he's going to really do it. Hey, you want to be like the Lord or not? Yes or no? Stop the immaturity. You want to be like, okay, then let's do that. Let's be real about it. Let's walk the walk, do what we got to do, and let him change us piece by piece so that we can represent him in how we live and how we live and how we exist and how we do things. It takes a moment to change your entire life. Do you believe God is on your side, for you, with you? That's what I want you to do. That's great. It's just so you can understand that In-N-Out reference was better than you know. That's all I'm going to say. It was better than you know. I'll explain that some other time. All right, we're going to take a short break, then come back. Why? Because we have fun. That's why. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by City View Church and the French Gourmet. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ mobile app.
My friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is a critical month for children in the country of Kenya and South Sudan. Also critical month, as you well know, for those families suffering in the Houston, Texas area and surrounding communities. Through Cross International, you can give a double blessing gift. Here's how it works. When you give your gift for Africa to feed a child through the next 5 months, through the end of January, that is a $60 one-time gift. That provides the food they need for these suffering children and families. But when you call the number I'm about to give you, you can add on a special love gift for the families and friends in Houston that have been through so much. Let me give you the number. You can use your credit card when you call 866-946-8233, 866-946-8233. Let's be the hands and feet of Christ. Call right now. Call 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
You're listening to Plugged In on 1210 AM KPRZ. Fox's The Orville is sort of like a Star Trek spoof, a deep space adventure that showcases Captain Ed Mercer and his crew as they zip around the universe in the year 2418. Only in this star-hopping trek, Captain Ed has to deal with the fact that his first officer is his cheating ex-wife, and he's a recovering alcoholic. And, well, this Seth MacFarlane starring show has all types of angsty comedic space warps to explore.
Ever since I was a kid, I have wanted to serve on an exploratory vessel.
You're nobody's first choice for this job, but we have 3,000 ships to staff, and we need captains.
It's not as nasty as some of MacFarlane's other projects, but that's not saying a whole lot. So I'm giving The Orville a 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. For the full review, go to PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're about to experience something you've never experienced on this show before. Which is in 5 years and 24 editors, that's saying a lot, isn't it? Because we've done a lot of weird stuff, folks. It's just one of those things that we do. With us is Brian Slater, CEO of Abundant Bread of Salvation Ministry, which we are going to discuss with him, and he's actually going to translate for us. We've never done that before either. We're going to talk about the Adapt a Holocaust Survivor Program, and we'll let him give all the proper names and everything along those lines. But as you are listening, so you're listening, going, thinking about it. Couple things to tell you ahead of time. The phone number, first of all, the website, abundantbread.com. Is that correct? Is that the website, all right? And the phone number, 213-265-9796. We're going to talk about that. We'll get into that in a little bit. First of all, welcome to the show, Brian. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
All right. Let's start with...
Shalom.
Shalom. Okay, now maybe just a 30-second, 45-second, your background, so people go, like, well, who's Brian? What's the deal? You know, to let them know a little bit about you.
Yeah, well, Brian is a native Californian, actually. I'm also a Messianic Jewish believer in Jesus. That's someone who was born of Jewish parents. And I made Aliyah to Israel 21 years ago from California to Israel. So now I'm a dual citizen of Israel and America.
Wow.
Yeah, California.
That's very cool. All right. And then you have, in your heart, you have a ministry, it appears, that you like to make that connection. As a Messianic Jew, you like to, you know, connect people who have a similar background, plus also people who have a rich connection to the Jewish traditions and the Jewish history and the Jewish heritage.
Correct.
And so in that process, you have developed a ministry or two that goes along those lines.
That's right. Well, we have a humanitarian aid organization called Abundant Bread of Salvation, as you said. And me as the leader of it, my faith happens to be Messianic Jew. But what we do is very broad in serving our people, Jewish people, in the most practical ways. We do it with no strings attached, and we provide for them food and clothes and do special events for them on a weekly basis.
Wow, that's pretty good. And your
Absolutely.
Guest with us today, his name is?
Nahum Karpilevich.
Okay, shalom.
Shalom.
Good to have you. How long have the two of you known each other? Can you?
Yes. Well, Nahum is a native Russian and Hebrew speaker. He doesn't speak English, so I'm going to translate for him. And we've known each other for probably at least 6 to 7 years. And he is the leader of an organization that helps specifically Holocaust survivors. He himself is a survivor. And I brought him with me here to California, and it's his first time in America.
Wow. Well, thank you for being a part of our show. What motivated Nahum to minister, to decide to help people from the Holocaust? What was it that motivated that?
Who rotze ladat, Nahum, הוא רוצה לדעת מה משך אותך לעזור עוד ניצולי שואה. למה אתה עוזר עוד ניצולי שואה? למה? You're hearing Hebrew now, by the way.
Yes. ניצולי שואה הם אנשים זקנים מאוד.
The Holocaust survivors are very, very needy people and obviously went through the Holocaust and had a challenging life.
יש בעיות בחיים, יש בעיות בבריאות.
And every one of them have problems with their health and with their finances.
יש בעיות עם הילדים, עם הנכדים.
They have challenges with their children and their grandchildren.
כל אחד הביאו למקום שאני עובד שם, ואני נותן עזרה לכל מיני בעיות שיש בניצולי שואה.
Everyone that comes to him, most of them have issues and problems, and they come to Nachum, and Nachum does whatever he can to help them, not just in word, but in deed.
Very good. Thank you. That's very, very good. And your connection to helping him, I mean, you've known each other 6 or 7 years, and you met. I mean, you had to have some kind of meeting.
Yes.
What happened when you guys met? What was the, yeah. Hi, how you doing, you know, have yeah. a coffee? I mean, there's got to be something that happened.
Yeah, when we met, it was all connected to the nonprofit organization that is Israeli-based, is Israeli government-recognized, and... I was already receiving people from social workers, and the city of Netanya is where we're based. That's a city that's on the Mediterranean coast between Tel Aviv and Caesarea. And so I heard about Nachum and him being the leader of the organization in Netanya that helps Russians, Jewish Holocaust survivors. And so I told him, I want to help you guys with food bags that have 25 different products in them. And do you have a need? And he said, yes, you know, and he cares for, at that time, it was about 300 Holocaust survivors just in our town.
Wow. That is really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
In your helping them and the food bag, did you have it, or did you recognize, okay, this is going to be a much bigger ministry than I had anticipated? We got to kind of raise the game here. You know what I'm saying?
I started from scratch, and I found a storefront, and that was just an absolute dump. And I found the owner and signed a contract with him, and painted the whole place, and started with just 50 Holocaust survivors when I went to Nachum, and then it developed into helping Ethiopian Jewish immigrants and widows, single mothers. And the Holocaust survivors, Nachum kept sending more and more and asked, you know, and we have an application process that they fill out to see what their true needs are and what their financial needs are. So this is what ties in to what you announced, that the Adopt a Survivor program, because we want to help them with more than just food or clothes. These people, they need financial assistance as well. There's many things that the Israeli government cannot provide for them in regards to their glasses, hearing aids, good teeth, all the things that a lot of us take for granted.
I imagine that there's a large need for many survivors to also have contact, to have relational contact, where they
Absolutely.
Have people to talk to, people to share with. And that's one of the important elements to me is that connection to it. Nachum could provide a tremendous amount of just life wisdom in just the sharing process. And it might be somebody thinking they're going to minister to him, by helping out financially and by touching into his life, but it's going to be an equal touch going back the other way.
Absolutely.
As he blesses them.
The word of God that says that he'll bless those who bless Israel.
Yeah. I got to ask you this question. I've got about 3 minutes, so it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to do, but I'm going to ask you to translate. We might go an extra minute if we can do that. I want you to ask Nachum, what is the main message? If he had a platform and he would you could get to say two sentences to everybody who can hear you, what would that be from
him? Okay. Nachum, השאלה שלו זה אם היה לך רק שתי דקות להגיד דבר הכי חשוב לקהל ששומע אותנו ברדיו, מה אתה תגיד להם?
אני רוצה להגיד להם הייתי ילד קטן, בן שמונה, והתחיל הגטו.
I want to tell them when I was an 8-year-old in the ghetto camps in the Holocaust.
וחיים בגטו, היה קשה מאוד.
And the war started and life was extremely challenging.
רק בסוף 41 והתחלה של 42 נפטרו מקר,
at the end of the war, in 1944, there was extreme coldness, freezing conditions. There was no food. There was diseases.
נפטרו במקום שאני גר שם 12,000 יהודים.
And in this place where the Gestapo and the Nazis gathered all the Jewish people, there was over 12,000 Jews that were massacred and died because of these terrible conditions.
Wow.
ובסוף אני רוצה להגיד שאבא שלי נהרגו לפני כמה ימים שהצבא הסובייטיקה שחררה לנו.
And I want to say that my father, just 3 days before the ending of the war, he was killed by the Nazis. And may I just add that, you know, this little glimpse of this story that you're hearing right now, this is what I know is on the heart of Nachum, is that the generations following us will know these stories and it will that will never forget, and not just never forget, but that whoever's listening to this right now will pass these stories on, because believe it or not, in the modern world that we live in, there's people that denied the Holocaust ever happened. And here's a man in the flesh that has been through it and survived by a miracle.
Wow. Very, very powerful. So here's what I want to do. We've got another segment coming on the backside, and that's where I want to concentrate on the adopt a Holocaust survivor element. But I wanted to hear that because it's important for people to recognize scripturally, morally, the implication from a humanity point of view that our responsibility to carry on the story, the things that took place when Israel as a nation failed to communicate that to the next generation, that next generation grew up at a greater distance from the Lord. And that's the one thing that the people better be aware of, is the further disconnected you get, the worse that becomes for the morality of that following generation. So you're listening to legend material on the radio. Not even, this show's not even worth the value that these people can bring. I really encourage you to check out abundantbread.com. Abundantbread.com. Phone number again, 213-265-9796. We're going to take a short break, come back with more with Brian Slater. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free
all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
I'm Cheryl Kiesbrecht. Welcome to Transform Through Truth. Have you ever had to let go of something familiar and embrace something brand new? The children of Israel were slaves in the evil city of Babylon. Jeremiah wrote a letter telling them to move ahead with their lives. In Jeremiah 29:5, he said, "Build houses, settle down, plant gardens, and eat what they produce." Basically, God said, carry on your lives as normal, even in the middle of slavery and enemy territory. Our lives cannot grind to a halt during difficult times. In tough situations, we must adjust and keep moving. If you've ever changed churches, you know what it feels like to leave familiar terrain and faces and walk into the new place and ask for directions. It's weird to worship with strangers. Years ago, my pastor husband and I were looking for a church. He was in between jobs. We were late because we couldn't find the kids' classroom, so we thought we'd slip into the service. The prelude was ending, but there were no empty seats in the back, so we marched up to the front row. As wandering gazes followed our every move, we felt self-conscious. It felt like enemy territory. We didn't know our way around the church, the names of the people, or the songs, but we knew God brought us into a change point in our lives, and with God's help, we handled it and settled in. We grieved the loss of the comfort and familiarity of our former home church, and within a few months, settled into our new church. We chose to look at the challenge of change as opportunity, not obstacle. You and I can do the same, but we need to choose. Will our time of transition become an obstacle or an opportunity?
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You always, guys, you can always hear my brother. He doesn't get a lot of props. He's the one that does all the music on the ins and the outs and so on and so forth. So, he's pretty good for an older brother, I suppose. Anyhow, we are hanging out. Now, we are doing something we've never done. We've done two things we've never done. We're hanging out with Brian Slater, CEO of Abundant Bread of Salvation Ministry, with Nahum, who is part of the Adopt a Holocaust Survivor program. He's one of the spearheads as a survivor, as a Holocaust survivor, helping other Holocaust survivors with tremendous needs, financial, personal, just supportive. I mean, prayer, I shouldn't even have to say that part of it. And what they have, and we've only got so much time to do it, but I want to make sure we get it in, is they have this Adopt a Holocaust Survivor program. So, Brian, I'm going to give you a few minutes, just kind of like tell the people, what is that?
Yeah, well, this is a program that we recently put together specifically to help the Holocaust survivors financially. We help them already in many ways, and the Lord Yeshua put this on our heart to help them go the extra mile, to talk about giving them a monthly gift that will help them through with their financial and economical challenges. And so what we're doing, we're asking people to come on board and stand with Abundant Bread of Salvation in supporting them with a $200 a month gift. Of course, it doesn't have to be $200, but we picked that number because it's a substantial amount that can really make an impact in these people's lives as we help them on a monthly basis and do all the other things that we're already doing. This will help them with hard cash to in the remaining days, literally, because they're dying every day of their life. And the time is urgent. As Nahum would say, you know, a few more years from now, there will be no more Holocaust survivors to help. And so this is so, so urgent. I can't tell you enough how urgent the time is. And it's obviously scripture-based.
Yeah, I mean, there's not, there's very few people who listen to the show are going to have any problem with understanding that process. I did want to cover some of those numbers. The average age of an Israeli Holocaust survivor, 87. Is that correct? 87.
That's years. Correct.
So that kind of tells you where they're at in regards to the
timeline.
The timeline. I mean, there's just no way around that. And there's roughly about 160,000 Holocaust survivors, and they're dying off at a, you know, a pretty. It's not that it's an abnormal rate. It's just that there's no sustaining of that generation because you can't sustain that. This is one of the things that have to be aware of. But
and this is not just your regular generation. This is the generation that went through the most atrocious thing in their life during the World War.
One of the most atrocious ever.
Ever. I mean, Thank you for clarifying that.
Just right at the top. So I encourage people who are listening. I know that you guys sometimes will talk to you about causes. And, you know, sometimes that cause works out really good and it goes great. And I'm never in charge of that. You guys are in charge of that. That's what the audience does. But here's a cause that you can contribute to and participate in and add quality of life towards the end of a life. And that's pretty,
amen.
And just say it what it is. I mean, that's
amen.
What it is. And, it's, you know, maybe it's 200, maybe it's 100, maybe it's, I don't care if it's 10. I don't care what it is. If the Holy Spirit's kind of moving on your heart, do something with that. Don't just ignore that. The Lord doesn't stir you up because he's bored. Okay? He does it because he has a plan and there's a purpose.
Amen.
And so you got to come, okay, I get that. So again, I want to make sure we get the phone number and the website, because especially the website, for those who are listening on the radio, abundantbread.com. Again, the word abundant is the word abundant, and the word bread is bread. So you put them together.
Don't forget www.
Yeah, we don't. That tells me how old you are. I'm just saying, you know. All right, 213-265-9796. If you have any problems getting in touch with anybody, call the station, have them leave me a message, and I'll get back to you and make sure that the connection gets made. But I want to say a big thank you for you to come out and do this. It's not an easy ministry. I mean, I know it's not an easy ministry.
It's very challenging.
Nahum, thank you. Thank you for coming, and I appreciate you being here. I just want to say God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, see, that's good. He said it as good as I do. There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's going to call it for this hour. You've
Shalom.
Been listening. Shalom. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, a Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a break, you're going to hear Marty, then we're coming back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Here's the Word on Wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to this edition of the Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, live and local. Took an email question that I thought would be interesting to pass along. I got an email that said, Marty, I'm 55 years old. My previous employer informed me that I have a couple of options for receiving my retirement funds, and one of those options is a lump sum. I'm considering the lump sum because I need the money for home improvements. I know I have to pay the 20% tax, but will I have to pay the 10% penalty? All right, so good question. This guy is in luck because there's a special provision in the tax code that says if you're age 55 or older and then separate from the employment of a company where you've had a retirement plan in place, you are out from under the 10% premature penalty. You may be aware that in most cases, IRAs and 401ks, you have an age 59 and a half issue. But there is this age 55 rule that says you you have this option to, after age 55, if you take funds from the 401k, you avoid the penalty. Now, you don't avoid the tax. You just avoid the 10% federal premature distribution charge. The critical dependent variable in this conversation is this individual would have had to have been 55 or older when he separated. And so here's the point. If he left the employment of this company when he was 54 years of age, and now he's 55 and wants to go get the money, that doesn't work. You have to have been age 55 or older at the point of the separation. So the question is unanswerable here only because he says, I'm 55 years old now, and my previous employer informed me about the options. What I don't know from this email is how old this individual was when he separated from the service of that prior employer. If he was 54, it doesn't work because you would have had to have been 55 or older to avoid the 10% penalty. Another issue is if you want to take some money out, if he was 55 years of age, that would be taxable income. You can take some of it out and pay the tax on it, and you can roll some of it over to an IRA account. You can mix and match that any way you want. Just be careful of one thing. You can't drop it into your Roth IRA, or you're going to have to pay the income tax on that portion. So when it comes to these kinds of decisions, make sure you're getting good, solid advice from somebody that really knows the lay of the land when it comes to tax issues and retirement planning. It's very important you get this right. You only get one shot at this, and you don't want to mess it up. It could be a very expensive mistake. So call me. Come on in for your free retirement planning and tax planning review here in my Mission Valley office. I do meet with everybody personally, one-on-one, and I'd be delighted to have you come on in for your free retirement consultation with me. Leave the checkbook home. There's no money to pay, nothing to cost. Just bring your stuff in, your statements, your IRAs, your rollovers, your 401ks, and, of course, Social Security. We'll take a look at that just to make sure that you are maximizing all of your possible benefits and taking really good care to make sure that you're going to have an income stream coming in for the rest of your life that can keep you in your standard of living. Call my office. Schedule your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN is the office number here in Mission Valley, 800-727-7526, or my website, theretirementprofessor.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of The Word on Wealth. I am the Retirement Professor, Marty Schneider, and this is The Word on Wealth Financial Network. I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place, on these very same Salem Network stations.